Day 233, or August the 21st. Can you keep a promise? Our thoughts today are rooted in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 25. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. When I gather the people of Israel from the nations where they have been scattered, I will be proved holy through them in the sight of the nations. Then they will live in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Ezekiel declares judgment on Judah's northern neighbors in Tyre and Sidon, which are now in the small land of Lebanon. Ironically, animosity is still real between these two little countries, and their mutual border is the scene of regular hostilities. Ezekiel also condemns Egypt, and many battles have followed over the centuries. Thankfully, a peace treaty was signed at Camp David in 1979, with the signatories being President Jimmy Carter of the USA, Menachem Begin of Israel, and Anwar el-Sadat of Egypt. Over the years, it has creaked, but is still effective in the 21st century. And now, today's action step. God's promises, no matter how incredible, are always fulfilled. In fact, God told Ezekiel that Israel would be brought together after being scattered and settled in their own land. This was fulfilled as soon as the 70 years of exile were completed. However, this prophecy was fulfilled a second time when in 1948 the State of Israel was established and Jews from all over the world came and settled in the land God had given their fathers millennia previously. I believe what has happened since 1948 does not please a peace-loving holy God, but at least he did fulfill his promise. We are his children and need to be like him, and be people who keep our promises too. Can you imagine a world where everyone kept their promises like our God does? Why not resolve to keep your promises? It may make you more careful before you promise, and that's good, but when a promise is made, you must honour it, and so glorify our Heavenly Father.